It is Thursday, September 12, 2013, and this is Midday Oklahoma. Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes stepping in here along with us. Ron, how are you today?
Well, not too bad. I guess we're starting to see a chance or two of some precipitation
all
over
right.
the next few days. So everybody's got to be happy about that. However, the latest drought monitor definitely going the wrong direction, at least for now. Gary McManus will explain that all to us.
All right, very good. That sounds exciting. Look forward to that. We've also got a news update for you coming up. We've got markets coming up. Also, Ron's Ag Perspectives, a whole lot more. If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back right up front. Plus solid, high-quality bales, and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery. Proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the...
The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com.
Seven minutes past the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues. Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association, one of those suing USDA over their rewrite of country of origin labeling, is disappointed their preliminary injunction request was denied by a district court judge. NCBA Chase Adams says the decision just means more costs for cattle producers and processors.
We had hoped that the court would have understood that this failed rule by the USDA is going to cost the industry in excess of $100 million in record-keeping and increased labeling costs, all for a rule that we see is likely to be found not to meet with our international trade obligations.
Adams says NCBA is not against labeling, but would like to see a voluntary labeling program.
Cattlemen and women don't oppose labeling. We oppose mandatory government-run labeling. And at a time when we've seen studies like the Kansas State study that show that consumers have little or no interest in origin labeling and country of origin labeling has been a failure, we've continually supported voluntary and industry-led labeling.
Adams says industry-led labeling has a proven track record of providing value to customers and to, at the same time, provides producers with some real valuable premiums. He didn't say whether or not they'll appeal the judge's decision, but did note that preliminary injunctions are always extraordinary legal relief measures and that the court case will continue. Meanwhile, the U.S. Cattlemen's Association and National Farmers Union are pleased with the court's decision. They say the U.S. would definitely have been in violation of its trade obligations under the World Trade Organization if the injunction had been granted. USCA President John Wooster says the revised COOL rule will reduce consumer confusion and allow cattle producers to differentiate their product from foreign beef. NFU President Roger Johnson says NFU has long supported COOL and the consumer's desire to know where their food comes from, and NFU is committed to defending COOL throughout the legal process. In July, the U.S. Grains Council celebrated its 40th anniversary of having an office in Taiwan. The council has worked hard to develop the market in Taiwan for U.S. grain producers. According to Council Chairman Julius Schaff, which is why the letter of intent signed by the Taiwan Goodwill Agriculture Mission on Tuesday is so significant. Schaff says the letter outlined Taiwan's intent to purchase $4 billion total of U.S. corn, wheat, and soybean products in 2014 and 2015.
When you magnify this back into the economy of the U.S., it equates to jobs and business opportunities. And it also, when they take those commodities into their own country, they can convert that into business development and economic development for their own GDP.
Schaff says Taiwan has been a great stable partner over the years, and the council looks forward to continuing the partnership. We're coming up on 10 minutes past the hour. When we return, Jim Appel and Justin Lewis will break down the markets. Ron Hayes has his ag weather update, and I'll take a look at the future. That coming up on Midday Oklahoma.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to dream and to compete. And former FFA member Monica Wilkie learned those life lessons well, rising in a competitive world to her current role as executive director of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
I learned so much about competing, and through competition, I learned a lot about myself.
Do you want to grow like that?
I always needed to be making myself better, looking for opportunities to kind of enhance my skill set, I guess you could say, but also perseverance, and that I needed to, you know, continue towards a goal.
I want to grow like that.
Had I not had the opportunities in FFA, whether it was in the livestock arena or the speech arena, I would absolutely not be sitting here today in this leadership position.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sand Ridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the southern plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Thank you for joining us on Midday Oklahoma. Joining us is our market analyst, Justin Lewis from KIS Futures. Justin, how do the markets look today?
Well, here are stock market futures contracts. They're slightly lower after a six-day rally. And it looks like there's not really a whole lot of news that's been featured today. Most of the news comes tomorrow with three different reports tomorrow morning at 7:30. And we have business inventories, PPI, and then retail sales all tomorrow morning. Today's report, though, is the initial jobless claims. It's at the lowest level since 2006, but one of the reasons why there are two different states who didn't report correctly, so there's not a lot of truth in the report, so we'll see what it says next time on that. Looking at the 30-year bonds, interest rates are leaning slightly downward today, with the bonds being up 27 in September at 131.23, and then the Dow Jones futures, the U.S. dollar futures are down 13.7 points to 81.38. Still here in this sideways motion for about the last couple months. Energy futures, we're higher across the board here. We have crude oil about $1.35 higher at 108.91 in October, and that has helped the October unleaded gasoline and heating oil both are about 4.5 cents higher. Natural gas today is up 7 cents after a smaller than expected inventory report this morning at 9:30, and then gold and silver are both getting crushed today, down about 33 cents in the gold and about 90 cents or so per ounce in the silver futures. Cattle today were higher here. We have about a buck added on to the feeder cattle today, a 92 higher in the September at 157.30, and then live cattle are up anywhere from 2 to about 20 points. Not a lot going on there. Now, most of the commodity sector today is focused on what the USDA gave us just a few minutes ago. On the USDA corn production number, they actually increased the overall production to 13.843 billion bushels and then raised the yield to 155.3. Now, with all that, they also raised harvested acres to 89.13. So a lot of surprises here on that, and that puts corn down about 7 to 15 cents. If we look at what happened in soybeans, they lowered the overall production number down to 3.149, and they lowered the yield to 41.2, down about a bushel and a half per acre, and harvested acres virtually remain the same, but soybeans are steady to up 5.
Thanks, Justin. Dave Lanning will have all the latest market numbers right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef, it's what's for dinner.
Past the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Let's get you updated on the futures markets. October live cattle up 15, 125.20. December's up 5 at 128.62. October feeder cattle up 95, 159.17. November's up 107 at 159.95. October hogs up 52 at 90.82. December's up 55 at 87.80. We'll check the grains in just a moment. If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back right up front. Plus solid, high-quality bales and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 Series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery. Proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
If it's going to carry the name of a legend, its performance must be legendary. And Iva, another OSU-created wheat variety, certainly lives up to its name. As you would expect from its name, Iva plays great defense, holding its own against some of the top diseases and stresses in Oklahoma, just like one of its parents, Duster. But Iva also offers farmers high yield potential with a larger kernel that bakers millers love. To find out more about Iva and other OSU-developed wheat varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
On the grain trade today, December wheat, Kansas City down 5 and 3 quarters at 689. March down 6 at 694 and 3 quarters. December corn is down 15 and 3 quarters at 456 and 3 quarters. March down 15 and a half at 469 and a quarter. November soybeans up 7 and a half now, 1365 and 3 quarters. January's up 6 and a quarter at 1364 and a quarter. October cotton is up 52 at 85.37. December unchanged, 84.35. That's a look at your markets. Ron Hayes joins us now with a check of that agricultural weather.
Howdy, neighbors. Midday Oklahoma does continue. Ron Hayes with you today as we check your agricultural weather. In just a few moments, Gary McManus is going to be joining us from the Oklahoma Climatological Survey talking about the latest drought monitor numbers. They're not particularly pretty. We'll get into that here momentarily. Of course, does look like we've got a little bit of opportunity for some moisture over the next few days, especially first in north central Oklahoma right away today, tonight, and into a good bit of western Oklahoma, it looks like. There's some chances out there on Friday at this time based on the latest weather models that we've got. The most important thing is the fact that it looks like high pressure that's kind of had a dome of a ridge of a high pressure dome sitting over us, deflecting everything away from our part of the world. Looks like that has weakened, and we've got the opportunity to probably have some moisture move on in over the next few weeks. As far as our conversation with Gary about the drought monitor, let's get to that in just a moment.
Wheat farmers, are you seeking the big play in your wheat production this year? Then choose Billings, another outstanding wheat variety developed by OSU researchers. Billings offers high yield potential and baker's choice quality. When the weather is good and favors early maturity, Billings can score really big. And Billings can play defense against the two meanest diseases in Oklahoma, leaf rust and stripe rust. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and independent. To learn more about Billings and other OSU varieties, log on to OKGenetics.com.
Since 1893, W.B. Johnston Company has been serving farmers and ranchers. Today, Johnston Seed offers premium seeds for success, turf, forage, and native grasses, canola, grain sorghum, sunflowers, and more. Johnston Grain features 24 country elevators and knowledgeable pros to help grow your crop and market your grain. The Johnston bottom line, maximize your potential. W.B. Johnston Company, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News Email.
Talking today with Gary McManus of the Oklahoma Climate Ecological Survey. Gary, we've got the latest drought monitor numbers out now, and I guess the way to put it is they're not pretty.
Yeah, well, they could be worse, but, you know, we've seen that abnormally dry spread over most of the state now. And we do have moderate to severe drought spreading up from the south as well. And that's, you know, it's just a simple case of the rainfall disappearing and the heat kicking up a little bit. So what we're in is a typical flash drought type situation that we see sometimes during the summer months.
We obviously had we've really had flash drought off and on the last couple of years. Last year, very, very, very notably.
Right, it, right there in the spring, the rainfall cut off. It got hot, and you know, the drought was on. And then, of course, as it wore into the fall months and into the winter, it became just a plain old drought. So, you know, that's the good thing about talking about flash drought is hopefully we get back to our normal rainfall pattern and it goes away. But we are drying out quite rapidly across the state.
This is a concern, but yet it does look like maybe this high pressure system dissipating a little bit. Maybe we'll be able to have at least some areas get some relief.
Yeah, especially up in the Northwest and the Panhandle. Of course, they need it, but really the entire state needs a good rainfall. It's really been since about mid-August or so that the state's seen a good general rainfall. So, you know, as we wait for this system to come in and see where it rains, we'll be able to better, you know, find out what happened afterwards, where was relief given, and, you know, hopefully this is just the first of many types of these types of systems.
All righty, Gary. Gary McManus joining us today from the Oklahoma Climate Ecological Survey, talking about these drought monitor numbers that were released this morning by the Weather Service folks. Now, as far as our forecast is concerned for the next few days, our agricultural outlook, upper 80s, low 90s, our daytime highs today, slight chances of precipitation for this afternoon. This evening, 20-30% chance of rain, depending on where you are. Better chances as you go up toward the Kansas border, and overnight lows will be in the upper 60s or so. Daytime highs for tomorrow, mid-80s, with a chance of thunderstorms across our region. Looks like tomorrow night, low 60s. Overnight lows by Saturday, it'll be back into the mid to upper 80s. Low 90s by Sunday, and then chance of showers back in by Sunday night and Monday. That is a look at our agricultural weather. Stick around, my friends. Midday Oklahoma does continue. Jim Abel checking our agricultural calendar in just a few moments.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 Semi-Tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
Generations of families have depended on Mueller Metal Roofing for style, beauty, and durability. And through the years, many great memories have been made under each Mueller Metal Roof. Our 26-gauge sealed panels and 30-year limited paint warranty give you peace of mind that your roof will protect your family for generations to come. And we offer a gorgeous palette of more than 30 designer colors to choose from and a wide variety of panel styles to get the look you desire. Buy with confidence, knowing that your metal roof is manufactured by Mueller, a company that has provided quality metal products for over 75 years. So why wait? Go online now at MuellerInc.com to view our color selector tool, which allows you to see a full range of panels and colors on different home styles. Join other families by making Mueller the name you know and trust for all your steel building and metal roofing needs. Call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our sales locations in central and eastern Oklahoma. That's 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R.
It is 12:25 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. Also has his ag perspectives coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Appel as he joins us with his updated ag calendar.
Hello, everyone. Take a look at our ag calendar on this Thursday. We'll look at the Beef Quality Summit class registration, the 2013 Plant and Soil Sciences Distinguished Speaker Series, the first annual Heart of America Farm Show, and the OSU Garden Fest. We'll have these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Well, I got myself a time machine with Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System, hooked up with a Trimble CFX 750 display and CenterPoint RTX. Easy Pilot helps me make time with precision guidance that's steering me to better stands, more efficient harvest, and bigger yields. And I get it all done faster and with a lot less stress. Make yourself some time and make farming more efficient and profitable. The Trimble Easy Pilot Steering System is available at Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
Wheat farmers, are you seeking the big play in your wheat production this year? Then choose Billings, another outstanding wheat variety developed by OSU researchers. Billings offers high yield potential and baker's choice quality. When the weather is good and favors early maturity, Billings can score really big. And Billings can play defense against the two meanest diseases in Oklahoma, leaf rust and stripe rust. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and independent. To learn more about Billings and other OSU varieties, log on to okgenetics.com.
What is the second most tender cut of beef in the beef carcass? How is tenderness measured, and is aging really that important? In total dollars, what is the most valuable product produced from the beef carcass? What drives the basic economics of the cattle and beef industry? The Oklahoma Beef Council, in cooperation with the Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center at the Oklahoma State University in Stillwater, will be conducting a beef checkoff-funded program that allows participants to see and feel firsthand the answers to these questions and many more. The Oklahoma Beef Quality Summit is an extremely hands-on course the last 2.5 days. It's coming up on Monday through Wednesday, October 21st through the 23rd, and Wednesday through Friday, October 23rd through the 25th at OSU. The programs begin at 4 p.m. on the first day and concludes at 1 p.m. on the last day. This is an extremely popular course, and spaces are limited, so participants are requested to register now to make sure they get a place in that class. If you'd like to do that, you can find more information at www.fapc.okstate.edu/workshops/BQS. Dr. Tom Sinclair will speak on the scientific and political limitations to increasing crop yields as part of the 2013 Plant and Soil Sciences Distinguished Speaker Series at OSU. His talk will be September 16th at 3:30 p.m. in 107 Ag Hall in Stillwater. Demands on global agricultural production are greater now than ever, with no signs of slowing down over the coming decades. Sinclair has worked for over 4 decades researching the physiological and environmental constraints of crop production. The author of Bread, Beer, and the Seeds of Change, and numerous scientific publications, including papers in Science and Nature, will outline some of the physiological, environmental, and political limitations that will affect modern agriculture's ability to meet these demands. A come-and-go reception in Ag Hall 106 will follow the presentation. The first annual Heart of America Farm Show will be held September 20th through the 22nd at Tulsa RV Ranch in Beggs, Oklahoma. There will be several guest speakers at the show, including Radio Oklahoma Network's Ron Hayes. The event will include a rodeo, cow dog demonstrations, and a kid zone. There will also be a drawing for a 32-foot hay trailer. For more information, you can call 888-244-1982. The OSU Garden Fest will be held from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. September 21st at the Botanic Garden in Stillwater, Oklahoma. Specialists from OSU will be on hand to present information about landscape design and pruning basics. For more information, you can contact Stephanie Larimer at 405-744-5404.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
That's it for our Ag Calendar on this Thursday. If you have a calendar item you'd like to share with us, either on this broadcast or on our webpage at OklahomaFarmReport.com, just drop us a line at Ron@OklahomaFarmReport.com.
All right, Jim, thanks for that calendar update. We certainly appreciate it. We're coming up on half past the hour now on Midday Oklahoma. I've got a news update coming up when we come back after this.
Say, wheat producers, you know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Well, congressional leaders hopeful they'll go back to work on the farm bill this week. Farm Director Ron Hayes has his report.
Dave, agricultural leadership inside the Washington Beltway hopeful that a nutrition standalone bill is going to be worked on this coming week on the floor of the U.S. House. No indications if it's going to be brought up or not, at least from the word that we've gotten from the Daily Speaker's email indicating things that are going to be on the agenda. He had indicated that it would be worked on this fall, but no word on exactly when that will be moving forward. According to the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, he's hopeful that that will happen as early as next week. That would get us going to try to get conferees for the House Senate Farm Bill Conference.
Had Syria not come to such a boiling issue, I believe we would have had conferees at the end of September with a few decisions made in the right places, with some real hard work by myself and my colleagues in the House and Senate, we could have potentially done it. And now, with the delay that Syria puts into considering a freestanding nutrition bill, it's hard to see how you could have conferees appointed until the first week in October.
And, of course, no matter what happens regarding nutrition in the days ahead, whether it's a $40 billion package that the GOP is able to get past the floor of the House or not, $40 billion worth of cuts versus $4 billion worth of cuts the Senate has proposed, a lot of difference. Some sort of a deal is going to be crafted among the White House, GOP, and the Democrats in that conference setting. So there's going to be a lot of bargaining at this point on that. A final conference report, still not a done deal, but everything else can probably be taken care of if they can come up with a final number for nutrition to report back to the House and the Senate on. Everybody's hope, of course, is that sooner rather than later. For Midday Oklahoma, I'm Ron Hayes.
Well, U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has announced a partnership agreement to expand wood energy use. The new partnership, which includes USDA, the Alliance for Green Heat, the Biomass Power Association, the Biomass Thermal Energy Council, and the Pellet Fuels Institute, will help improve the safety and health of the nation's forests. USDA is also awarding more than $1.1 million in grants to five organizations to form statewide teams that will stimulate development of wood energy projects. Vilsack says both announcements will lead to innovative ways to use leftover wood to create renewable energy and support good jobs in rural America. We're coming up on 12:35. Ron Hayes has his Ag Perspectives right after this.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 Semi-Tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
As Midday Oklahoma continues, our ag conversation today is with Terry Dietrich, wheat farmer from the Ames, Oklahoma area and president of the American Farmers and Ranchers. Had the opportunity to visit with Terry on the long line while he was in our nation's capital this week and ask him about the ruling by the federal judge up in D.C. regarding mandatory country of origin labeling. We're back with Terry in just a moment. Indestructible, the hay conservers bale feeders from Go Bob Pipe and Steel. Bob Studebaker tells us stop wasting time and money on those cheap ring feeders.
We have probably one of the most expensive hay feeders on the market, but we have a 10-year guarantee on it. I've never heard anybody give a 5-minute guarantee on their hay feeder. But and most hay feeders that you go down to the feed store and get, 2 or 3 years, if you're lucky, is what you'll get out of them. I guarantee 10 years, most likely. If you're just halfway decent with it, it's going to last, you'll be passing it on. So how cheap is it? Do you buy a feeder that's a few dollars cheaper and replace it every 2-3 years? Or do you buy a feeder that's you never have to replace?
Go Bob Pipe and Steel's got flatbed trailers, fencing, and you can build your dream corral online at GoBobPipe.com. Call them 877-851-2365. Go Bob Pipe and Steel. Earlier this week in our nation's capital, federal judges rejected the idea of putting a temporary injunction in place against the implementation of the latest rule for country of origin labeling as proposed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The plaintiffs that were seeking that particular injunction included the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Pork Producers Council, a couple of groups from Canada and from Mexico as well, and the American Meat Institute in this country. According to Terry Dietrich, president of the American Farmers and Ranchers, while he's not going to take sides either with the plaintiffs or for those that were intervening on behalf of USDA and trying to hang on to the cool rule, he thinks there's better things to do with our money than to try to litigate against each other.
WTO says they find nothing wrong with the law. It's just the way it was implemented. So USDA then took it upon themselves to change the way they have implemented it. And by doing it in a way that WTO seems to think is acceptable, it brings opposition from a lot of people in the cattle industry. We've not really entered in with a dog in this fight because there are so many mixed emotions, and we have people on both sides of this issue. We have consumers on one hand, which we have to pacify, who want to know where their food came from, and then we have producers on the other hand that says, please don't burden me down with a whole lot of records. And we agree with both sides of that. So the NFU actually filed, as with some others partnering with them, U.S. Cattlemen's Association is one of them, to file an injunction which basically supported USDA's position of, here, let's implement it this way and let's get on down the road. Where this thing winds up, who knows? There's no doubt either way this thing would have gone. There would be an appeal filed. And we just want to get it settled. It's an issue that is causing way too much stir out in the public. And we don't need to be spending good money that we could be using to promote agriculture to fight each other. So we're really not in favor of the fight. I'm sorry that the NCBA filed the injunction. I'm sorry that there have been others that have had to file to intervene. So we've got more important things we've got to do for our market development, for our producers. We need to get on down the road and quit spending money on an argument.
President of the American Farmers and Ranchers and Oklahoma Farmers Union, Terry Dietrich, talking about the battle over country of origin labeling. He says there's better ways to use our money than to litigate. That is a look at your agricultural news. Have yourself a wonderful day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Hey, cattle producers, you know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odell and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. And learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And Crop Plan has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September, October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your Crop Plan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. Crop Plan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email.
Wheat farmers, you know that no environment is a perfect environment. So if you're looking for a wheat variety that can tackle any challenge, choose Garrison, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Simply Garrison offers a garrison of protection. It can endure low pH soils, late winter freezes, and many viral and leaf spotting diseases. Join the team of farmers and OSU wheat researchers. Get Garrison, developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. It's time for us to check your agricultural markets. And before we do that, we thought we might talk a little bit about these crop production numbers that were issued this morning by USDA. They are impacting especially the corn and the soybean market. Looks like soybean futures going higher because of a somewhat smaller soybean crop being predicted by USDA, pretty well in line with what the trade was expecting. Corn crop, though, getting bigger, and really the expectations by the traders was that it would be a little smaller compared to the August numbers, and we're dropping about 10 cents a bushel on corn as a result. As far as some of our Oklahoma numbers are concerned, they are kind of very, very interesting. Corn crop a little bit bigger than a year ago, up to about 39 million bushels expected to be produced this year, a gain of about 20%. Looks like in the case of grain sorghum and soybeans, way more than we produced a year ago. A year ago, miserable crops of sorghum and beans. 11.6 million bushels expected to be produced this year of grain sorghum, 275% of a year ago. 10.9 million bushels of soybeans this year, 279% of a year ago. Cotton crop up to 270,000 bales. That's up from 155,000 bales we produced a year ago, 74% more than 1 year ago. As far as all the prices are concerned, I'm going to start with the livestock trade for you today. Talk about these auction barns after this.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, Oklahoma, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only non-hydraulic dump trailer on the market. For a dump trailer that you can depend on, that you can tow with just about anything, it's Red E Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. ReadyDump.com.
Call Ready Dump today for your new trailer. 918-225-0044.
Here at B&K Equipment, we bring you the best of the John Deere playbook. like the Gator XUV 825 IS4. With room for four, it's made to play hard. Or the sleepy styled RSX 85i Muscle Machine. Right now, you can get $500 off these Gators and great deals on financing. Get John Deere's latest play-by-play from the PNK team or visit us on the web at pkequipment.com. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with PNK. Offer ends 10/25/13. Some restrictions may apply. See P&K Equipment for details.
In feedlot country, nothing doing as of yet this week. Wholesale box beef trade down 7 cents on the choice beef at $193.86. Select beef, $177.69, down 79 cents. $16.16 now the choice select spread. 131 loads of cuts, trimmings, and grinds. Southern Oklahoma Livestock Market out of Ada had 1,429 head. The light test of steer calves recall mostly steady, except for some fleshy offerings, $2 to $4 lower. Heifer calves under 600 pounds, $1 to $4 lower. Heavier weights mostly steady. Demand was good for thin calves, moderate at best for the others. Hot, dry weather continues to be a concern for buyers as fall grazing now seems to be a little bit more in question. The 4 to 5 weight calves, $1.70 to $1.93. 5 to 600 pounders, $1.57 to $1.70.50. The 6 to 700 pounders from $1.44 to $1.58, and some 7 weight cattle, $1.40 to $1.49 in Ada. 5,949 head at OKC West El Reno with yearling steers, $1 to $3 higher. Cattle over 900 pounds, steady to firm. The feeder heifers steady to a couple bucks up. Exception, some 7 to 750 pounders selling a couple of dollars cheaper. Steer and heifer calves selling steady to weak this week. Moderate demand to good for all the classes. Quality was called moderate to attractive. The 4 to 5 weight calves, just a few, $1.93 to $2.18. 5 to 6 weight cattle, not very many there either, but $1.70 to $1.87.50. We start picking up numbers in the 6 to 700 pound range. Looks like from $1.52 up to $1.65 on the calves. Light yearlings in that 6 to 7 weight range, $1.67 to $1.70. 7 to 8 weight yearlings, $1.54 to $1.69. 8 to 9 weights, $1.47 to $1.54. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, October live cattle futures are up 10 cents now at 125.15. December's unchanged, steady today, 128.57. We've got September feeder cattle up 70 cents, 157.07. More active October is $159. That's up 77 cents. October lean hogs up 60, 90.90. Our grain or oilseed or cotton futures and the energy complex up next.
For ranchers and farmers, come to the Heart of America Farm Show at the Tulsa RV Ranch, September 20th through 22nd, for hot topic seminars, plus equipment, fencing, and vehicle information and deals. Ron Hayes from the Radio Oklahoma Network will be conducting seminars on issues facing farmers and ranchers across Oklahoma. At the Heart of America Farm Show, you can visit with national exhibitors of farm and ranch equipment, plus local friends Go Bob Pipe and Steel, Chris Nickel Commercial Advantage, and Joe Cooper Auto Group. Free admission to the farm show gives you a chance to relax with the whole family on 160 acres. That includes RV parking, restaurants, and a covered arena for bull riding events in the evening. It's the Heart of America Farm Show. Make a weekend of it, September 20th through the 22nd.
On the Kansas City Board of Trade, we're off 2.25 cents on December Kansas City wheat, 692.25. Right now, March of next year, 698.25, down 2.5. December Chicago soft wheat down 4, 644. December new crop corn, 462. That's off 10.5 cents. March is off 10.5, 474.25. November soybeans are 1385.5, up 27.5 cents a bushel. January up 26.5 cents. October cotton up 20 points. We're down up 1 point right now in December cotton at 84.34 cents a pound. Crude oil up $1.26 a barrel, 108.82. Natural gas up 7 cents, 364 per million BTU. I'm Ron.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new My Plate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. My Plate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy group. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate. And dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 Semi-Tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Dave, our Midday Oklahoma Beef Buzz guest, Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. One more time with Jim as we talk today about beef cow slaughter. Back on that in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Wheat farmers get championship-caliber production. Choose high-yield varieties developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster is like a great football team. It's superb on offense and defense. Duster has been one of the highest grain yield producers among OSU varieties since 2008. And Duster offers protection against the most common diseases and stresses that attack wheat in Oklahoma. And remember, these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
After the drought conditions of 2011 and 2012, it was hoped that we might finally see some recovery in beef cow numbers, that we might start rebuilding the mama cow herd once again. However, in the early days of 2013, beef cow slaughter numbers remained stubbornly high. Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center says the good news, though, is that in recent weeks we've started to see the culling of our mama cow herd starting to slow down at least just a bit.
We certainly, again, because we have better pasture and range conditions, we have culled aggressively in the nation's beef cow herd. And over the last 6 or 7 weeks, beef cow slaughter has gone from being above a year ago to showing some significant declines. About 6 weeks ago, we had our first significant year-to-year decline, and we ran about 8 to 9% to below a year ago. This latest week of actual data, we ran 15% below a year ago on beef cow slaughter nationwide, and that'll be the federally inspected numbers. That's a large decline, one that really does show producers are trying to do something different than last year. I think if we put it in the broader context, we had such large slaughter, though, the first half of this year, that even with a large decline in beef cow slaughter the second half of this year, we're still probably going to see a beef cow herd that's slightly smaller than a year ago come January 1, 2014. But to really go from year-to-year increases in beef cow slaughter now to 15% declines is really important. It's going to change the mix of cow beef available. And I think from a rancher's perspective, we would derive from this that cull cow prices this fall probably won't fall near as much as they do into that normal culling time of year. So we can look for year-to-year increases on cull cows to be a normal factor in this market as we look ahead and as we need to pull back those cow slaughter levels to start to stabilize the size of our herd.
And, of course, to stabilize our beef cow herd numbers, really critical as one of the elements in rebuilding the mama cow herd. We'd fallen to tremendously low levels before the drought. The drought of the last couple of years exacerbated the problem tremendously. And now if we can start to holding on to those mama cows for another calf or two and add a few more heifers back in,
That's, of course, how we can start turning these beef cow numbers around.
And they're really starting by holding back and not letting cows go to market. Obviously, the pasture and range conditions, if in this economic environment, is the driver of that really changed dynamic compared to a year ago.
Jim Robb, Executive Director of the Livestock Market Information Center out of Denver, Colorado. You've got the Beef Buzzer on.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only dump trailer on the market today without hydraulics. For a dump trailer that dumps first time, every time, insist on a Ready Dump. Ready Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. Ready Dump.
For your new Ready Dump, visit City Traders, located at 10220 West Reno in Oklahoma City. Ask for Herb or Kevin.
Midday Oklahoma starting to wind down, my friends. Stick around. We've got a little bit more, though, in just a few moments.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to aim high. Former FFA member Courtney Calley set her sights high and has achieved a lot. A National FFA AgriScience Student of the Year. Since taking off her FFA jacket, a Truman Scholar, a Udall Scholar.
I want to grow like that.
Courtney says FFA is her competitive advantage.
FFA gives students these skills such as public speaking, leadership, service, things like that, that help them to grow up and to be wonderful, productive citizens in whatever path they choose to take.
You can grow like that.
The FFA is now more equipped than ever to prepare students for any field, any industry that they desire to be involved in.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
Hey, cattle producers, you know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odell and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. And learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
All righty, Dave, let's hop up on our soapbox and wrap things up today here on Midday Oklahoma. It's a home run of a story of State Senator Randy Bass. He's a cattle and wheat producer from southwestern Oklahoma. And years and years ago, he was a major league baseball player, pretty good baseball player here in the United States. Final 6 years of his professional career, he went to Japan. And he wasn't just a good baseball player, he was a phenomenal baseball player. He basically turned Japanese baseball on its ear before retiring in 1988. He played basically 6 years with the Henshin Tigers in the Central League for Japan. There he set 8 Japanese national records, including winning back-to-back Triple Crown hitting records and setting a single-season batting average of .389. Randy Bass was phenomenal. 25 years ago, he stepped away from baseball in Japan. This summer, he went back as a guest of the Japanese, being sponsored by the U.S. Meat Export Federation and the Oklahoma Beef Council. And he basically went back and talked to the youth of Japan about baseball and talked to them about U.S. beef. And talk about a home run. He was there to tell them about the good news of beef, that his career was based on the strength that beef gave him, including the strength that he got from the protein, the iron, the zinc, the vitamins that he got
from U.S. Beef. So as a result, a great, great story there. Randy Bass going back, wowing the crowds once again, heavily followed by the media. And Randy Bass was able to tell a great story about Oklahoma and U.S. Beef. Well, that is our time today. Hope you're going to have a great rest of your Thursday. I'm Ron Hayes. God bless.
All right, Ron, we thank you so much. And that will do it for us here on this Thursday edition of Midday Oklahoma. Well, for Ron Hayes and Jim Appel, also Justin Lewis, I'm Dave Lanning, inviting you to join us for our Friday edition tomorrow. And it gets underway at 12:05. 12:05 tomorrow for Midday Oklahoma right here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.